Episode 49. Hey, we back.
Hey, yeah, we back.
We've been off
on hiatus.
Yeah.
Shout out to Arlington. Bitch ass nigga. But I didn't even know he was done counting because I was so used to it taking forever. My bad, cuz. But yeah, we here, man. We out.
Notification he just sent you.
Yeah, exactly. Ain't nobody texting you.
I can check this phone quick.
Tell about
Mary and Jones. I ain't shit. Same bitch.
Man, yeah, you gonna ever come at you like that, bro?
He ain't seen me in 2 weeks, so
I miss y'all niggas for
pretty happy.
Yeah, I real talk. Like,
what you miss about me? Ain't no woman say.
Yeah.
What you miss about me?
That's the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, your low grade of hell. Put your pussy lips on live. I'll give you $1,000. But
$40.
Nah, for real. Next bitch asked me what I miss about her. I'm blocking her.
Like, you just don't even have. You don't even want. I love you. What you love about me?
Damn thing.
Forget it.
What's so legitimate about it?
I mean, if you're going to tell a girl that, you mean you got to at least be able to ready to become a
partner. I'm sure at some point it has already been discussed.
It's like, been discussed. Like, bitch, I love you.
And it's always when y'all fucking too. Like,
huh?
Limp up.
Yeah, my dick limp now. Limp.
Never mind.
It ain't got enough dick to go on, so it's going to slip out.
Yeah. I don't have a restart option.
Like, yeah, it's like the worm you got the can when you about to fish. That's my dick.
You know what I noticed? Like, my dick can't get hard between like 7 a.m. and like 6 p.m.
Your dick,
like, yeah, like while the sun is out, my shit don't work.
This nigga a vampire.
You got vampire dick.
I think so. But like 4:30 in the morning,
your dick ready to go.
Goddamn, it's like slightly off the bed. You know what I mean? Because I have to sleep on my stomach. So
Your dick heavy, boy. Your dick strong.
That's the only time I'm able to do a pull up. Goddamn that,
boy. Cause now, if your dick can hold that up,
I'm trying to tell you, I wake up planking.
Chad, coming to get to you.
Hey, I ain't got no voice.
Yeah, boy. Russ said his dick. Your dick can hold you up.
I'm trying to tell
your dick
you.
Stronger than me. Damn. I can't hold you up.
I knew it.
You knew what?
I knew it. Y'all in a relationship.
But you just called me daddy 20 minutes
you
ago.
Why?
What did he say, Chad?
You sound like every woman any one of us have ever dealt with.
Yeah, oh my God, y'all so gay.
Well, Justin got hundreds. He got hundreds of women he deal with.
Like, one, sometimes.
Look, don't disrespect me. You don't get jumped.
Yeah. I can't beat all six of y'all.
I'm one and he's five. Damn. Or you counting the kid.
Kiana kicking your head off. I'm trying to shit. She got my back.
Yeah, but
so
nah.
We got a guest.
Yeah.
You gonna bring her in, Justin?
No, you bring her in.
Oh, all right. She hails from Bertie.
Same shit.
Who
hails
from Bertie?
Where you from?
Who? No, you didn't. Just where you from? Like that.
Pasquotank.
Thank you.
County.
Okay. Her.
No.
Same
no,
shit.
Hey. Weeksville Road.
Yeah. We look off of Weeksville Road. Yeah.
Yeah. Introduce yourself.
You were supposed to do that.
No, I'm bringing you in.
Yeah, you talk about your damn self.
But anyway, I'm Kiana from Elizabeth City, North Carolina. You know, all the Elizabeth City 2525.
Okay.
I graduated 2017. Current third year law student at the North Carolina Central University.
Okay, all right, now I'm sick of you now. I'm sick of you now.
That's cool.
Nah. Yeah, I am. Fuck a postgraduate degree. Now fuck with you. Good job, friend.
Thank you. So you either be a lawyer?
Yeah.
What kind of lawyer?
I don't even know yet. You know, really, whoever hired me straight out, we got to take the bar first, so.
When you take the bar?
July 28th and 29th.
So you about to
graduate?
You about to hibernate?
Yeah, I'm about to hibernate. I'm about to go on a ghost mission. Ain't nobody going to see me this summer.
So when I start selling dick, you can get me out. Because I got a new business about to start. Dick and dope.
No, I don't think we should talk about that.
Dick and dope. That's my new shit. Right?
Free dick with a zip. With a purchase.
Look, the man gonna say, you can request. You can request dick.
That nigga said, should I load my dick on Google Drive? OnlyFans, Snapchat, Premium.
Yeah.
He said, dick for a dollar.
Yeah. Dick and Dope, LLC. LLC.
Man. Hey, shout out Brick by Brick.
Yeah, shout out to Brick. What does he do?
Yeah, clothing line.
The clothing line?
Yeah.
I thought he was just doing some shit.
I thought it was construction.
That'd be dope, though.
He was about to build houses.
Yeah. I applaud it, though. Good job.
That nigga put the bricks on the goddamn shorts. I said, okay, Brick.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, support black businesses.
Yeah. Fuck black businesses. Whole time we a black business. buy shot. Look, we got shot glasses. They look.
Somebody told me this wasn't a business. No, it was a hobby.
It's a hobby. Who told you that?
It was a hobby.
Who said that?
He said it's a business when you start making money.
True.
It's true. It's just an expensive fucking time consuming hobby.
I fight your brother.
Yeah, fight him.
Yeah, like, don't disrespect what we got going on.
I know Raleigh PD.
This is a passion.
Raleigh PD.
They shoot first.
Don't do that.
They don't shoot first.
Respect our brothers in blue.
Man, fuck them.
But they blue kind of fuck. They got like sky
guys. Yeah, yeah. They uniform. Yeah, bad.
I can't even take them serious when they pull.
They like mall cops for real.
Hey, look, they could have shot us in 2017. So I can't.
Which time?
The one time they pulled up and we had guns pointed at somebody.
Oh yeah. That's because y'all gave them some information.
I handed my gun to Chad. Go put this up. They gonna take somebody. It's gonna be her. seriously. I just want to say fuck everybody who took this Raleigh shooting and blew it out of proportion, making it seem like a 15-year-old got shot. And had niggas outside. Was it the mayor's house?
And the chief of police.
And the chief of police house. Protesting for some shit that didn't even happen. Like, you were ignorant. You should go to jail, just like bitches who claim rape that didn't happen. Like, all y'all should go to jail.
Bro, fuck like, y'all. SWAT had to, like, take the mayor and the chief out of their crib, like, through the back. Like, the helicopter dropped the rope over the crib type shit.
Really?
Nah.
But, I don't know. The main person I want to call out is Ashley Nicole Spivey Carter.
Yeah.
Talking about this wicked world we live in.
The dumbest bitch award.
The dumbest bitch award.
Goes to.
Ashley Nicole Spivey Carter. You started this. You know it's not wine. But, people. And I don't know who the bitch was
it's
that one.
It's
a cold world we live in.
This is so sad.
Yeah, love, y'all shut the fuck.
Next day, nigga running with a goddamn Glock with a dick on it.
With a dick on it.
With a dick on it. Yeah,
an
extendo.
Yeah, man, Digo on it.
Yeah. I've never seen nothing like it. I can't come close. You know what I mean?
All, we see it, man. All three of us. Like,
see my little 380. I got a 380 for a gun and a dick.
But seriously, though, like, it. The bitch that went live, it was like, I seen the whole thing. She wasn't even close. One, she was a football field away from where the shit was. Talking about, I seen the whole thing. Right, it's
this,
a key.
This is my only problem with this, right? Like, the nigga was a damn near 30-year-old Hispanic. Black people, this is not our fight to fight.
Yeah, we
got our own goddamn problems.
I agree with that. Black people gotta stop picking up everybody.
Yeah,
We got
shit going on. This ain't our battle. Let's sit this one out.
The niggas that don't want the wall, that's they fight.
And they can't really go out and fight because they ain't got papers.
So
this ain't they fight the fight neither.
They're like, you know, free our guys. Like, you got papers.
Like, I guarantee you, the Mexicans just chalk this one up as an A. You know what I mean? Like.
He had dreads though, so I don't.
He looked like Jesus. I thought they shot Jesus out there.
Same shit.
Jesus.
That's why people were so mad.
Nah, they was mad because they just. Niggas want to find a reason to be mad.
I think he was like Puerto Rican.
They got because like people like Hispanic people that's not Mexican have our greater hair. Well, I don't even have our greater hair, but you know what I mean. Though. They got MJ greater hair.
Yeah. Like, I know a nigga from the Dominican Republic that's...
Somebody said MJ ain't got no hair. Say shit.
I said I ain't had no hair. Where are your chains at?
Fuck.
Somebody said you rode in the horse I rode in on.
Same shit. Yeah. Stay over there.
Somebody said you carried a bucket of water in my heart.
A carrot leaded you in.
You walked in from New Grand Avenue.
Look, we not. She not. She's in the audience. We need to leave her alone, bro. Shout out to Key. Love you, baby.
The hooves.
Yeah, same shit. Yeah. Nah, but seriously though, please, niggas,
get stop. The whole story.
Get the whole story before you over exaggerate, especially on social media. Stop getting your news from social media. It's so easy to Google shit.
CNN.com,
WRL.com. Yeah, like
Pornhub.com.
CNN provides fake news.
It's no news. I thought she said nudes.
No, nudes.
I got
CNN. CNN provides fake news.
Yeah. You think
not
so?
All of it.
Fox.
Word to Trump.
Shut the fuck. Fox News do.
Yeah.
They definitely provide fake news.
Then who you gonna watch?
Nobody.
CNN's NBC.
Nah,
that's not no better. CNN just, is like probably the
C-SPAN.
Best.
Your local news, bro. It's so easy.
PBS.
WRAL.
Yeah. ABC
11.
They're
the ones that broke the story first, ain't it?
But
the 12-year-old got shot.
They said 26-year-old off gate.
It was TMZ.
Yeah, TMZ. Yeah, no, please. That's fake news.
They've been killing everybody this year.
Yeah, they killed Kobe before he died.
Is it the media?
Still up?
Yeah. That's actually the most accurate news.
I don't think it's accurate. It's media just like takeout. Everybody be fighting up there.
Twitter. I used to go to Media Takeout every day.
Twitter.
I used to go to World Star to see if I can find the NSFW.
This is the 18 plus.
Yeah, if I gotta find the 18 plus like stuff on World Star and jack off.
You just watch bitches bathing.
Yeah.
They were just always sunning up. Like,
weekend songs. Weekend and Drake songs.
Hey, look, and I'm still jacking. I go in
like,
there.
You don't see no pussy or nothing. All you see is them just some ass cheeks just soaked up.
And I just go get some Irish Spring body wash and go crazy.
You have a soap?
I'm just saying, I'll go do the same thing, act like I'm there.
I can see you now with the Johnson baby.
Yeah.
Slick yourself down.
You gotta hold, I don't know why you hold the bottle all the way up here to squirt it down. Like, why niggas in porn when they squirt baby oil on ass, they like hold the bottle as high as they can.
You don't see that bitch drip.
You don't see this overseas drip. Man, y'all niggas is crazy.
But as far as the Raleigh shooting, it just goes to show that a lot of times we speak way too prematurely.
Yeah.
On like real serious issues.
Yeah. Like I said, niggas are just, they get their news from social media, and I just think it's crazy.
Like, niggas, it's a nigga that probably wanted to kill the man, the chief, for no goddamn reason.
Remember when this episode, you and Derek got into it, how people speak out of emotion and don't think.
Right.
Like, Ashley, oh my God, blah, 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 it was all emotion. Mm-hmm. Everything she thought happened didn't happen.
I don't think that was emotion.
I think that was stupidity. I really do. Like, now I ain't trying to be funny. Like, I'm not even trying to be funny.
Love
like.
Ash to death.
Yeah. No,
emotions,
what I'm saying.
Emotions will have you out here making facts up just to support your emotions.
Yeah. So. But I'm not even talking about, like, her per se. I mean, like, I feel like the people who overreacted out of stupidity. They just believe what they ran. They're gullible.
Because of their emotions.
Yeah. I kind of get that. So I can see that. And so.
That's the reason why most black people are Democrats.
What?
Emotion.
Yeah.
All you got to do, if you want a black person,
vote. I can see that.
The platform appeals to the black man's emotion.
Yeah.
Only thing you got to do real. Is say,
they help support
hey,
people. You we'll know, get takes rid care of single mothers.
Some of your debt, and you got
a
black man vote.
I mean, you're right. It's a political strategy. Mm-hmm. If you can appeal to someone's emotion and get that nigga on your side, like, if you can appeal to the inner city niggas.
Yeah.
What we do know is one third of them are going to be a part of the voting population. Yeah. The other one third will not be able to vote because they got some kind of felony. And then the other one third don't even know when the fuck election is. They ain't even registered.
I think felons can vote now.
Really?
Yeah, T.I. voted for Obama.
Once you finish probation and you finish a sentence, you can
yeah, vote. Like they changed that like in like 08. Like, no lie. Yeah. It's crazy, right?
That's
yeah.
Cool.
But
I bet the felons that are, they don't even know that.
But I mean, that's because our prison system is messed up. To be honest, I mean, it's supposed to be like a rehabilitative system, but They don't get rehabilitated when they
You thought it was supposed to be real?
I mean, that's what the government says it's supposed to do. That's what they say it's supposed
we
to
do. We don't believe that!
When y'all pay y'all taxes, y'all paying y'all taxes because the government's saying, oh, we're going to fix these people that's locked up.
Huh? We know they fucked up and they gonna stay fucked up. Yeah. How, like, let's say percentage wise, how many niggas really gonna get rehabilitated? 3%?
No, they're supposed to be rehabilitated while they're in prison. So
that's what I'm saying, 3%. Like, I say maybe 3%.
Even less than that, to be honest.
Yeah, and I think I'm over. Nah, I'm a highballer.
You say 40%.
You think so?
Because
a lot of niggas. Hold on.
Brace yourself.
Go ahead.
Yeah, huh?
Let
a lot of niggas are gonna come back Muslim.
Wait.
Okay.
Like, you know, new Muslims are like extremely religious.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Niggas gonna walk out of jail screaming Inshallah on some bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's usually the rehabilitated nigga. He's the one.
But that's the government. You pay.
How long does that last?
It typically lasts. And then you got the niggas that come out and be gay. That's some kind of rehabilitation.
If they come out gay, they went in gay.
No, not really.
They got fucked gay.
They survive.
I got the perfect guest for us, bro.
They gay?
Yeah.
Okay.
He asked to be on the show today.
He.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Y'all fuck.
I'll kill you, all right? Y'all look alike, though.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Good guy,
though. Look that nigga like he resembles.
He look like me.
He could be a Reed.
He could be a cousin. Now, he good people. He did ask. He said he wanted to be on the show.
Yeah, you comment on all his posts.
And vice versa. Like, he good. Look, just because you gay, just don't mean we can't be friends. Is that how you look at life?
I see so.
Is that how you look at life?
I got a connection.
You know what's crazy? You've been jealous of every friend I've ever had in
age.
Yeah, every friend that I've had.
I still want to give Rod this work.
You still want to fight Rod?
Yeah, I really will.
Like,
thank God y'all don't hang out. I was glad when you got fired. I was like, Rod is out the picture.
Brian called me the other day.
Nah, bullshit.
Nah.
I feel like he's going to come up here and talk some shit.
Yeah, bro, funny.
Yeah.
But nah, but we got way off topic. Damn. Yeah.
So
prison system trash, about? Anyway.
How are you?
I hope bro get 10 years to when they got shot, though.
You hope he get 10 years?
Yeah.
But what did he actually do? Like, what did he ran out, like, with he was showing off the gun one night?
Yeah, they say he was brandishing it, I believe it. Yeah, before, but I'm talking about, that's why they got called.
You 10 years for showing off a gun?
No, for having, like, bro, like, so in essence, why would you have a gun around the police and have it in your hand, like, kind of ready?
It said, the article said he was showing it off to his friends. So, I mean, how many, like, guys you know that just be like, oh, look what I got?
But so let's be real. Let's,
and,
yeah.
As
not,
a gun owner.
Not like grown men. I'm talking about, like,
as a gun owner,
like,
niggas don't do that. You don't do that. Like, that's not a thing
to
do.
He's 26, though. Ain't nobody ever told him that.
I'm 1 year older than him. That's not something to do.
That's why niggas need to get out the hood.
I just don't think he needs 10 years.
That's irresponsible behavior.
I'm over-exaggerating. I'd say he need to go to jail for being irresponsible.
Fuck that. He should get 10 because he could have got killed.
He could have got... Yeah, he could have died.
Yeah.
For being stupid.
The officer gave the nigga 2 chill-out shots. Like, chill. Boom. My nigga, chill. Boom. He didn't kill him. Cause I'd have dumped the mag in his head.
The whole mag.
Yeah. You see a nigga running towards you with a gun.
No,
like,
I'm not questioning you.
I commend that officer for not using. I mean, of course, some people say, like, even there's nothing considered a non-lethal shot. Mm-hmm. Because a gun is a lethal weapon.
And then you can bleed out and stuff, yeah.
But he could have shot him 5,000 different places.
He could have put that shit. Yeah. He could have put 2 in the middle of the nigga head.
Cause he's a trained professional.
Right.
But, like, I commend Riley Police for acting swiftly and for putting out their body cam footage to pretty much take the heat off them.
I seen the bitch that said, why didn't the cop use a taser?
Why you gonna use a taser if somebody running at you with a gun? That don't make sense. That don't.
That's like you having a knife and somebody having a knife in a gunfight.
She said he was running. He wasn't in a position to fire the gun. They could have used the taser.
Can't you run with a gun and fire it?
You run with a gun towards me, bitch. Watch my hand.
Yeah, watch how I get up.
Sting your ass.
Yeah.
15 hot.
Hey, look, the baby out here slapping fans again.
Yeah.
He, no remorse.
He slapped Tony. y'all seen
same shit. Yeah.
Same shoulders.
Good Lord.
All pro school,
I love that nigga, but he got to chill the fuck out.
Yo, he be... Mackin' hoes.
He be doing, he do whatever he want, bro. Like, he ain't got money.
Like I told everybody else, they don't hate Chris Brown no more. Keep smacking.
Yes,
people.
We do still. We still don't y'all like Chris don't Brown.
Hate
Chris,
who knows?
Chris Brown, it's just like, all right, his music.
Hey, I mean, y'all be listening to Heat.
Yeah. We don't really rock with Chris Brown the way
but you don't? Nah. You a feminist.
I mean, yeah, but at the same time. I mean,
yeah,
music
she was
though,
into, like, rap
city. Your pussy hair. I already know it. I just feel like your pussy hair. Like, every feminist don't shave their pussy. Yeah, like, I didn't feel like that. Like, what? You really don't like him?
I don't like him as a person. His music be dope, but him as a person is just like...
You haven't got over it yet? I can see why you hate R. Kelly.
And it's just
I
like,
get it.
And it's just like, I mean... Even in his music, he's still real cocky in his music. Like,
because he's the great, one of the greatest entertainers to ever live.
And I won't take it from him, but on like a personal level, as far as he treat women, nah.
Let's be real. Like, can we be real honest right now? Come on, mama. Like, come on, mama. But no, real shit though. Let's say you get to swinging on Marion right now, and he beat your motherfucking ass. You think women should hate him for protecting himself?
Yeah. What if I swung on him first?
That's what happened with that.
But at the same time,
it's because it's Rihanna.
You shouldn't hit back. What? It's like that.
I'm gonna beat your motherfucking ass to be real with you. Look. No.
I feel like if I had a son, I would tell him to defend himself. But right. I feel like at the same time, as a man, why you let it get to that level if you a man?
But because y'all bitches crazy. Rihanna crazy. I love her to death. She crazy.
So this is she was swinging on him first. And
in the car while he driving.
Yeah, the nigga finally had enough. It was either the guardrail or her. Yeah. I picked her.
Yeah, because his insurance would have went crazy.
No, but like, I'm not crashing the Maserati.
Yeah, like the Lamborghini. Because you pissed off. The fuck? But you know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like that. So
my thing is the black eye don't cost nothing to heal. Like,
A little peas and a little frozen peas.
My insurance gonna go up.
No, on a serious level though, like I'm the type.
He gotta chill though.
He do gotta chill. I love Rihanna to death, but I get why.
Both
Chris
was in the wrong.
They
like,
were both
when
in
came
the wrong.
Out, Chris of course caught more heat when Rihanna at the same time, like. If she was swinging on him and he swinging on her, like both of them, both of them messed up.
If that happened after 2016?
Yo,
this happened
Chris
in 09.
Chris
career
would have
been
good
over. Yeah. His career would have been
over. I don't know, because R. Kelly career still ain't over.
But man, now R. Kelly, he not getting no streams no more. People done started to stop listening to his music.
Bro,
like,
they don't play his joint.
You think so?
They don't play his joint.
They don't. If you don't hear him on the radio
no more. I requested
no
at the club. That nigga said no.
Ain't nobody taking that from R. Kelly.
What's your request?
That's
why?
No, I can't remember what was song.
You requested Step in the Name of Love. I wouldn't have played it either, bitch. No, we trying to get rubbed on. Like,
saying, this is my song for real.
Oh.
End of the night.
Feeling on your booty.
End of the night. Nigga said, nope, can't play it.
I kind of get it. I kind of get it. Yeah.
We about to leave with R. Kelly.
I feel like after
intro
he,
this
like,
song.
The way this music going to come back, he can't make no money off of it. If you think about it.
He can't
read. He owns his masters.
The royalties won't go to him no more.
He owns his masters. He can't do that.
Y'all seen that little girl, Azriel, whatever her name is, said, bro, made her eat feces?
Huh?
Y'all ain't seen that shit?
One of R. Kelly bitches?
Yeah, said, bro, made her eat feces, and he recorded it. Her own feces, yeah. Like, he made her eat her shit.
Her shit. Can you see that
goes back to why you should like eat healthy, because if you if you ate healthy, you just be eating some pineapples back. Like,
he gonna blame this on her.
Yeah, like imagine just eating back some chewed burger.
We ain't gonna never go to the Rock Nation brunch. He never goes to the Rock Nation brunch.
Imagine to eat back a chewed hot dog, right?
Corn.
No, corn dog.
A bratwurst.
Well,
this Italian with jalapenos.
Look, we ain't never going nowhere. Ain't nobody gonna buy that shit.
If she did it,
Yeah. Bro, let me tell you something. I've been eating so many strawberries and I ain't got a compliment.
R. Kelly kind
of. Yeah, your part still fucked up.
No, yeah, mastermind.
Like, your cum still stank.
I thought I'd have got that. Yeah, man,
your dick tastes sweet. Like, I still ain't.
Yeah, your dick still nasty as fuck.
Yeah.
If I say he eat strawberries, say he hope his dick tastes better. Yeah.
Woo! Still ain't heard no feedback.
Man, look. All right. So speaking of being with your lady or whatever, let's just say you get engaged, right? What is a proper time frame to be engaged?
We're gonna start with the lady on the episode.
Yeah. What's the proper time frame?
I can only speak personally. Maybe like enough time to actually plan the wedding and get stuff together. Because if we already engaged, that means, you know, we already about to do this marriage thing. So
yeah.
I just need enough time to plan a good wedding, like a fun, lit, everything I want, stress free wedding. So maybe a year. Yeah.
So let's just say we get engaged. Our wedding 2023.
That's only 3 years.
That's a whole 3 years. I'm probably gonna leave your ass in that 3 years. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I'm cheating. Too much time for Eric. You better engage me. Like, if we get engaged now, you better say we get married in October, because if you let it go any longer than that,
what changes in the engagement period? Like, you're not married, so take
different bitches. Seeing different bitches.
You can't see different bitches once you've been engaged. No. So that means
it's exactly. Levels.
Divorce is this.
It's levels to the women you get. You get better women when you're in a relationship. Now, say you engage, everybody coming out the woodwork.
Yeah. Bitches gonna try
you.
So,
did you get engaged to try and like get some old whatever to pop up? Or did you get engaged because you get trying to marry
one person? For likes on Facebook.
Right.
Not all women get engaged for likes on Facebook.
Let's be real. When you get engaged, you get engaged. I don't.
Wait.
You're the only one with a ring. Whoo! You ain't think about that, huh? You ain't think about that, good edges.
So, does that mean that once you give her the ring, that means you get to go out and do whatever you want to do?
No, I'm just saying. You gotta think about it. Like, you the only one that get the tip. Like, you got the dick repellent. I ain't got the pussy repellent.
That's if, you know, you wear the ring, but continue.
Ooh, then I'm beating the bitch. I'm joking. I would not put my hands on them. But you get what I'm saying, though. Like, when there's an engagement, you're the only one that has, like, physical proof that you're engaged.
And I think
that's fucked up, right?
No, but it's like, for real, like, if I allow you as a man to put a ring on my finger, that means I allow you as a man to put a ring on my finger.
It's hairy.
Okay.
Talk about your pussy, baby.
Put a ring on my finger. It's just like, I feel like we've already set boundaries and I already trust you enough to not go out here and just be doing something that I wouldn't like. Because it's like, you're not going to marry me and I'm not liking you, so I'm already cool with what you're doing.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But so let's just say this, though. So like I said, you got the dick repellent. I don't. Either way, though, like, maybe you should get your knee dirty, dude. Crease your
Jordan.
Crease your Jordan. Crease your heel.
Your Air Force One. Black.
The black one.
She can fight. Yeah. She can scrap.
I just feel like your pussy here, you got black Air Force One.
I wouldn't be doing that, but I can't get with it.
A problem. These, like, you love that shit, right?
What?
Like women getting their knee dirty to ask to get married?
I feel like it should make you feel like less than a man.
It just shows equilibrium.
So I really, let's be real, because it's for social media. I feel like bitches just do that as a way to show the world that's the nigga I'm engaged to.
I feel like as a woman,
he already got on his knee and shit, but it looked bad because we see it as this bitch has got her knee dirty. You know what I'm saying? Like, but she's just doing that to show the world.
My knee's dirty. I'm sucking dick.
Her knees were scuffed, and I almost this table almost linked. You hear me?
Plank.
Dick strong. but seriously, like, engagements are a weird to me. That's like the weirdest phase of a whole day.
For me, an engagement is a marriage test run.
Yeah, I feel like that's the time you ask to move in, right?
Yeah. Depends on if you're like super traditional or not. super traditional.
And fuck my parents.
Like that's your marriage test run. There's a ring involved. Yeah. This is where like you start doing married couple shit.
Checking credit.
y'all should have talked about that before then, right?
Yeah. You start doing married couple shit. Maybe that's the point in time where you give the joint bank account a test run.
No, I never.
I can't do that to be married.
As boyfriend girlfriend, no, I agree. Boyfriend girlfriend, no, but
you can put somebody.
Eventually, especially when there's gonna be kids involved, you know what I mean, like shit like that. You are gonna need a household account.
The bill money goes into right. type shit.
Yeah. You can still. I'm a fan of still having a personal account.
Just put your
for your shit right. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to call and ask for permission to go buy a pair of sneakers.
So let's just say you have an agreement where you pay the mortgage and she does everything else. Are you still putting your mortgage money in that joint account?
Yeah.
You still put it in that account to pay it out of.
Yeah.
Just to show that you pay it.
Exactly.
You pay all the bills out of one account, but both of y'all put money in the account. But she put money in for bills, you put money in for
mortgage. Right. So that's the household account. That's the shit we take care of the house with. And I don't have a problem with her having her personal account either, you know, for whenever she wants to go do.
That her check is coming into.
Exactly. All right. Whenever she want to go do her own shit so she don't bother me.
You still gonna get bothered. You still gonna get bothered.
That's why I'm single.
It's not. Check your head on Friday. I'm still getting you a Friday night.
Yeah.
You got paid today.
Hey, look, Justin, you've always been.
But
single.
I want to spend rest.
Right. So check this out. So with all the engagements, all right. Let's say you get married, MJ. Yeah. Let's say you propose. You know, the trial period worked out. You're like, okay.
He's the one for you.
Yeah. He him.
You know him. He him.
All right.
Can we stop? Let's stop disrespecting MJ. I'm sorry.
So y'all get married and she decides she wants to hyphenate her last name.
No.
What?
My name.
What?
No.
So why?
Yo, her name gonna be Jennifer Hudson Jr. Okay. Okay.
Whatever. Your father is not a part of this goddamn family. He's extended family.
Fuck Frank.
Yeah.
So guess what? Have a hyphenated name. Have another place to stay. Ooh. Have an apartment.
Ooh.
Have your own place.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I feel like
me. That's great. And you ain't getting nothing out of the divorce. I ain't paying them neither. That's your house. Since that's your last name.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. Even though I don't agree with you, I love their energy. You know what I mean? Like,
you don't care about hyphenated names.
I don't, to be real. But because my thing is,
you like Indian though. You Indian though, right?
Now I'm just saying that's my bitch regardless. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I look at it. So, but like I said, but I love that that energy you have. I get it.
For
you know
me,
what I mean?
The last name is the beginning of creating the legacy.
The legacy, okay.
So why can't she take her legacy with her?
What? That's her daddy legacy, though.
But no, I mean,
the Bible says, you walk behind the man. You let the man at
and
this
that's
point,
why it's hyphenated, so it'll be her last name and then his.
No.
Yo, his name's still last.
Exactly. No, like his name is still like I ain't saying, you know, you gotta hyphenate.
So you gonna turn your last name to a middle name, you gonna drop Shaniqua.
I can't even flex. My mama did that.
Frank.
My mama
dropped her middle name and her
hyphenate her last name.
Exactly.
And because she has a lot of shit attached to her last name.
The only reason why
I go out and start my career, if I go back home, my last name Rivers hold a lot of weight. If I ever get married, like I'm not, and on top of that, Rivers, my last name, my name is what got my degree. So
I'm gonna
why
say, bitch, you lying.
I go back home, I gotta have Rivers is part of a legacy, and it's like, yeah, it's my pop's legacy, but it's my
exactly.
legacy.
Exactly.
It's
your pop's legacy.
It's
your pop's legacy.
It's
not
started
yours.
With them. Everybody legacy
so when I'm ready to be a father, I want it to be my legacy. When I'm ready to be a husband, I want it to be me creating this legacy.
With still your wife.
If you want your last name hyphenated, your dad gonna have to pay for this goddamn wedding. Your dad need to pay the fucking
wedding.
I want the old school shit.
It's gonna have to be old school. You gonna have to be extremely instrumental.
He better bring a goddamn goat.
Yeah.
He better bring
two mules. Yeah. And
I'll vouch for you because I know your daddy would pay for the wedding. I know he probably pay for it.
He got
honeymoon too. He got
be chilling.
He gonna buy your nigga a Hummer. Yeah, it's a, nah, yeah, I'll give it up. Nah, I give it up. That was the only H3 in Liz, boy. It's you know when stain. Keith come around.
Uh-huh. It's a little stain in Liz. Nah, even with that, like, even if you take my pops drop your last name.
Nah, my law degree is, like, all me. Like, so, like, so I'm not dropping it. Like, no. My pride is not about to have my husband anymore. Because he won't open like he's doing at work. Nah.
Because you can pay to get all that stuff changed. So if your husband paid for all your stuff to get switched,
the paper is like $30. That don't count.
So what is the problem?
Because, like I said, my last name is part of my legacy. Like, these 3 years I done been grinding in law school, it won't my pops, it won't nobody but me. So it's just like, with me adding on to that, if I ever open up a law practice,
you know,
I want my name on that because I put in that work.
So you know what's going to happen?
Because he helped me.
You're going to marry a woman.
Yeah.
That's lesbian, lesbian behavior.
I can see somebody fucking you with a purple dick now.
Purple.
Yeah, purple.
That's my favorite. Yeah. Like purple, so
I just feel like Dyke's got purple or pink dick. Like it's what's wrong with you?
I like purple.
I know you do.
My favorite color.
But now, like, either that or you gonna be that bitch that go with somebody for 15 years.
Oh nah. Ain't that little meme.
You know what I'm talking about?
You ain't about to have me on a bitch where it's the little friend.
Yeah, you gonna be that special friend in the obituary.
I can't be the special friend.
Yeah.
I'd be single if I'd be the special friend.
No, you can basically be single.
Hyphenating that name is like signing a prenup. So if we get a divorce, you not getting half of shit.
Good. I'm glad you said that.
Leave my shit alone.
You get married, like, if you get married, I get married to get divorced.
Right.
And to be real with you, it's men out there that don't
take
care about
your pictures off the wall and leave the TV in the couch, bitch.
take you and them ugly ass kids. that's my ass. What they hyphenated ass name.
Yeah.
They can take that nigga name too.
Yeah, you put your degree on the wall, you can have it.
Yeah, no, leave the degree. Like, fuck. Nah, like,
you taking a little University of Phoenix shit.
Your shit, they got it in a link in a text message. Yeah. Come pick it up. Download your degree here. You had to print it on white paper with your stupid ass.
You can get it framed, though.
You can get it framed.
You can go to Target and get it framed. Speaking of which, I'm a switch it up. So shit hitting close to home. There's a coronavirus case at the Target in Briar Creek.
Yes, sir. Ooh, really?
Employee yeah. at Target. Them. So two the shit is quarantined.
It's two of them.
They that shut that
it.
Target?
Right, they shut it down.
The employees and the Target is now currently quarantined.
Yeah.
Ain't Briar Creek like down the street?
Right around the corner.
You good, Justin?
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't go to Target. I ain't got enough money.
He built like a Corona.
Yeah.
With a lime, man.
You built like a Heineken. Like them little wide mouth shit.
I was going to say a Foster's.
Yeah, same shit. One of them fat beers.
Yeah, but the quarantine. You know,
you built like a White Claw.
You built like a dome. Like, you know, if they put a dome over Raleigh, that's good.
Yeah, be Chad.
Yeah.
Chad
coming down. Quarantine from you.
Quarantine from you.
But, like, this corona shit crazy. Like, what I mean crazy, it's like, I don't. So, as a person who has people in the medical industry in that talk to me about it, they said, like, the media is overblowing everything.
Word to Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew said it, and then my cousin also said it also.
And Dr. Sebi.
He said Dr. Umar.
He said it too.
But Dr. Sebi did.
Oh, I thought it was the same nigga.
Don't disrespect Dr. Sebi.
Dr. Sebi, Dr. Dre, Dr. None of them got degrees.
but seriously though, like my cousin said, like it's like somewhere between 80 and 85% of people who has the coronavirus have flu-like symptoms. Only like, I think it's like 3% or less have the critical version of coronavirus.
Don't get the
problem
flu shot.
Is you had the shit there's for no 2 weeks, 14 way. Days without knowing you had it. Like, so the shit, I don't know, I don't want to say it lays dormant because it's not dormant, but you don't really see any signs of it
unless you get tested for it.
Until after a 2 week period.
So only reason Donovan Mitchell knew he had it because Rudy Gobert bitch ass had it, and then they said, let's test everybody. Like, oh, Donovan Mitchell got it. Donovan Mitchell on live, like, yeah, I'm good. I'm quarantined. You know what I'm saying? Now, I can't watch no goddamn basketball. I got to get to know these bitches for real. Like...
She not occupied no more.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I gotta really know this bitch.
Ain't tell nobody I'm watching the game.
This,
I'm gonna call
yeah,
you back.
Man, this bitch, I ain't called a bitch in 4 years. Like, no lie. Like, no cap. Huh?
I lived with you, bro.
And bro, you cap a lot because I like speak word to you. But like, I don't talk on the phone.
You
lying.
Boy, you.
I might talk on the phone twice and we live together 3 years.
You was a liar, boy.
You a lie.
And so he get a new bitch every week. It's a new phone call every week.
How long the phone call last?
It don't matter.
3 hours.
But how long that bitch last?
A week.
Here go tell you sleep.
All right, I'm coming over.
Yeah, that's cap. Because I hate talking on the phone. You sleep. But either way, I can't say I'm watching the game. No. What you doing?
Playing the game.
And even then, like.
Watching the XFL.
they fucked up too. Yeah, everything canceled, bro. Everything.
That's why they trying to contain the spread of it.
Y'all gotta know these bitches' colors now. You gotta know what color they like. You gotta know what they looking for in a man now.
You was supposed to know that if you sitting there having a conversation with her?
No.
I mean, unless you told her that, you know, you just trying to hit.
Send news.
She should know what you trying to do.
Then. Yeah, on God. You, like, but no cap, though. Like, you got, like, fellas... Get to know your woman in this time. This is the perfect time.
Take notes.
Why? Why get to know them now when we potentially gonna die?
We not gonna
it's
die.
It's too late.
It's not gonna die.
Like for the single niggas, it's like y'all. For single niggas, like AJ, you and Justin. For y'all, now is the time to just fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, time. It's time, right?
Now is the time to just fuck. Skip all the bullshit. Fuck me before we transition. You know what I mean?
Before we transition?
Yeah. We evaporate.
Same shit. But seriously, like, no. Yeah,
what's the point of getting to know somebody right now?
I personally believe it's going to be gone in 2 weeks. That's why I say get to know your bitch so then 2 weeks later you know some shit.
How long it take China to get their numbers down?
Like 2 weeks.
They open the shit back up. Yeah. But they also smarter than us.
China had people in the house with speakers telling them to stay in the house, like right. Outside
but,
of the.
But
house.
You know, China will kill people if you come outside. If you they kill newborn girls when they're born. So come out of the house if you want to. No,
that's still going.
Yeah, that's still going on.
I don't know. Yeah.
I wonder why they kill girls.
Working conditions.
Because they can reproduce more.
They can reproduce.
Bitches are useless.
They already got it.
Oh, we canceled. Oh, we got
out. Oh, no. I'm playing.
I'm going to say that. I agree with half the stuff.
Oh, no.
Disclaimer.
Oh, no.
Woo.
Nah, that's the Henny
talk. That's the Henny talk.
I really expect that from Justin.
Put your pussy on live.
Put your pussy on live. I'll give you $1,000.
Oh, no. Woo. I don't agree with that.
Me either.
Well, bitch, you being useless?
Yeah.
I kind of agree.
Nah, how you get here?
Huh?
How you get here?
That she one of the few bitches that wasn't useless, man. She's one of the bitches that wasn't useless.
So you saying women without kids are about useless?
Damn.
Yeah, cause they pussy useless. No, they pussy getting used. You hear me? I'm using that pussy. Boy. Pussy playground. Can't tell you.
It's gonna be 49.
Yeah, 49. But no, on a serious note though, the Corona people.
Changed my whole
name. The Rona. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's the name of the episode.
Rona.
The Rona. Yeah. Rona. People, like I said, wash your motherfucking hands.
Why we have to get this outbreak?
I feel like people ain't gonna wash their hands the whole time. Why I'm going to the bathroom and we just not run out of soap? Same people have been going in and out of these bathrooms for years.
What's the scientific name of this shit? The
COVID-19. Yeah, same shit.
Yeah, he's 19.
Corvette.
Yeah, but, 19.
Yeah. Wash your motherfucking hands. You don't need all that goddamn toilet paper. You don't. You don't need that much goddamn
corona. Corona made you shit.
No, it ain't that. I think motherfuckers scared to get stuck in the house with no shit paper. That's what it is.
They use a fucking towel. So
did people not
have
a
house
with water? What y'all doing, Jackson? Y'all use
that's
y'all
what
hands.
The fuck we do. Towel, soap, and water. We know how to survive. We don't run and go get all that.
So y'all use a towel, wipe y'all ass. And then go wash the towel.
Clean up, riding boot ass.
I'm getting. I'm about to go buy baby wipes. I leave here.
I like get my ass ate, so you know I gotta make sure it's fresh all the time.
Huh?
Wait,
what you say? No, I didn't really.
She escalated quickly, didn't she?
She said she'd be giving up ass.
Okay.
I said I like to get my ass ate.
Ooh.
So I'm gonna make sure it's clean all the time. I told you suspect. Nigga that like get my ass ate is suspect.
Yeah, him and MJ.
It's chitty chat.
I just don't understand. How do you use a towel to wipe your ass after?
You gotta wet it.
You have to wet it.
So do you just use the towel one time? Like you put the towel in the trash can after that?
I mean, you can put it in the trash. I have a wash and dryer, so shit, it's mine. I can wash it.
I'm going to buy a pack of wipes when I get leave here. You hear me?
Ain't no more at the store.
You just look like you got.
You look like you can't even reach your ass. You can't even reach back there. How you wipe?
Can you wipe your ass?
How you wipe? No,
you believe it.
You got dexterity
in the front.
You probably got a plank.
Yo, close proximity. You got a plank. You got a
plank. You got a plank. Back to front. I know your shit. Riding. Put some coke on it.
Yo. Oh my God.
Oh boy, you got your shit.
Goddamn balls be getting compromised.
Oh my God.
Boo, it's just jokes, people.
It's just jokes. Like, but seriously, yeah, it is.
We really probably will be canceled. Like,
yeah.
I do want to. Women are not useless.
They're not. Women are
women
the most
are not useless. I see women driving UPS 18 wheelers now. These hoes out here delivering packages. Like,
y'all really 50 pound packages. Yeah. Like, y'all really wouldn't, though.
Huh?
Y'all really wouldn't survive.
Y'all wouldn't. Unless y'all don't fuck each other. Like,
I mean,
y'all
I told you.
Niggas are fucking each other.
Justin, a little.
Really?
No, it ain't that. I fuck me enough now that I'd be fine.
You said men or me?
Yeah. No, I fuck me.
You said men.
No, me. Both of y'all manly than a bitch. Y'all better get on the fuck on, man. Your shoulders wide to be 105.
Wow. You big linebacker looking.
Look. This is my shit now. but no, for what I'm saying is, much as I jack off, I'll be fine. Like, but y'all are amazing creatures, women. I love y'all.
He even called them creatures.
He's trying to be poetic with it. But
no, I really.
I see where your heart was.
No, because seriously, I was raised by a single mother. So I really find that women are the most amazing, beautiful creatures in the world that can make something out of nothing. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, something out of nothing. Like, we didn't have shit growing up, but I survived. I'm here.
Yeah.
The problem is the.
Here we go.
Women in this generation.
It's anything born after 92.
What?
No, I agree.
I don't agree with that.
It might not be y'all too. But I'm saying a lot of women after 92.
I feel like it depends on really you know what type of household you
this is why they are a part of it.
Your parents old. Around like Justin, your parents 52.
And old in a bitch.
Justin, hear me. This is why you said they're not. It might not be them, but I'm gonna tell you why they are a part of this.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Women in this generation or the younger generation, like you have to understand, like they are pushing independence.
Yeah.
They are more now for self than for living to support the man and being able to lead. So that's why they have now become useless to a particular degree for the ability of a man to lead a household effectively.
We've made it harder for men to lead the household just because we have more. We like you said, we are more independent. So
who taught you this bullshit?
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Men ain't going home now to dinners being already prepared by the time they get home. plates being made on the table by the time they get
But those were also the men of those generation that were out there going and getting and providing. You got a lot of guys out this day and time that ain't providing. Mm-mm. And be sitting there looking
if
at the girl like,
you ain't providing shit, you ain't getting shit.
Exactly.
So my thing is, so
you got dudes making $9.50 hour with $55 hour dreams. Like, nah. It don't work like that.
That's something I do agree with. If so, here's my thing. So
Dating your range.
We're all three professional gentlemen who make decent money at best.
Women need to be plumbers. Fuck what you talking about. Right. They need to be electricians.
Why they need to be welders. And if
we're
doing all that, y'all damn sure not getting no support. You ain't getting no nothing if we pulling.
You still gonna suck dick. You still gonna suck dick.
A lie.
No, I can see you now.
No, the fuck you.
But see, I do agree with them too in a sense that as a man making $9.50. I need to put more effort in.
You shouldn't even be trying to look at no bitch. Exactly. Like, get yourself together.
But also,
you got to start somewhere.
Exactly.
You got to start somewhere. But also,
because it's like, if you make $9.50.
Why? So what you make? What if you make $9.50? Should I look somewhere else?
Yeah. Should I?
Nope.
Why not? Get yourself together.
Oh, why? Because you got a pussy.
Get yourself
together. Because you put your pussy lips on line.
Yeah. I want the Jordans that come out. Give me your whole paycheck.
If I'm married and I'm in a relationship with somebody, I don't want to do like a lot of work, because if I'm working a lot, then it's going to take away from family. It's going to take away from me supporting my husband.
Fuck them kids, man.
FDK.
Fuck them kids, man. I get first deals. Give me my motherfucking plate.
Yeah, I better get the chicken.
I agree.
Nobody said
you
couldn't.
I better get that chicken titty.
I want the breast, the chicken breast.
But no, but we always get off topic. What I was saying is, so you telling me a man that's making $9.50 shouldn't have a bitch at all? He can't build with that bitch?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why should he get punished?
Well, he can.
Why should he get penalized?
Get somebody that's in your range. Like, get somebody that's for you that doesn't.
I remember when I was jobless, I had a girl making $80,000. It didn't last.
I feel like it.
But she supported the daddy, though.
It didn't last because of him, because of you, though.
It didn't last because I finally got a job and I ain't had the time I used to have. She liked me when I was jobless.
Because you provided something. You gave her something that she wanted. You gave
it's
her time.
It's
because
you're trying
attention.
To control you, bro.
It probably wasn't.
I liked her for you.
I did too. But but once I got a job and I had to
like,
put
I
folks in
there.
I knew
she was going to be around long term. I was like.
We had hopes about it.
I did too. But it's just, the cards weren't there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, that's what I'm saying.
Happy
like, but yeah, but once the time. The fact that I didn't have the same time I had when I didn't have a job, it didn't work.
I knew one more. Matter of fact, MJ, your relationship might not last. I hate to put you on blast like this.
I'm not in a relationship.
Well, your situationship.
She watched it.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Good. Like when you shook her hand at midnight.
We all kissed our lady and you shook her hand.
You shook her hand. Like you congratulated her for making it another year. I said this.
But.
This nigga just brought his business partner to the party.
That wasn't. She'll tell you.
Somebody said. So to
she
the
said,
lady.
We ain't kissing.
Ooh, shit.
She told y'all.
That means she ain't expecting to be with you in 2020. But anyway.
That means she got a boundary.
Dick.
That means she got a boundary.
See, why? This is what I be talking about.
I want to bring up a very good point for the ladies. Okay, somebody commented this.
You got to tell me who said it.
It was Carrie Dwayne G.
I knew it.
They'll talk shit about a guy making $9.50 but will get pregnant by an unemployed nigga that ain't gonna claim the baby.
Okay, so my whole thing with that is that as a woman, you have to be able to pick who your baby daddy is, pick who you laying down. If you know you laying down with a man
but
that only make
y'all
like,
still fuck up.
But at the same time, no. You as a woman, you know who you laying down with. And it's just like, you need to be responsible and know. If I lay down with this man, can he support a kid? Like, could that could possibly happen if you
so just so you only fucking niggas that can provide for you? Let's be real with each. Let's be real now.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
You're a prostitute.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can't just be out here laying out
to you
everybody.
Thing, but you selling ass.
You put your pussy lips online for $1,000.
But
the
woman that lay down, like
Like, you gotta be more.
You do. Like,
you know that nigga had five kids before you married.
Tell them again, because I want these bitches to hear that. Seriously. Because these bitches pick bad baby daddies, and I want them to.
Like, you knew he had kids before he got married.
Because the nigga that's unemployed got more. Like, women love. Women love intimacy.
They love what?
No job got time to talk to you.
You know, but you know what's crazy? Women love. They love niggas that's fucked up because they feel like they can fix it. They feel like they can fix it. They don't want to deal with a nigga like us.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. Blame that bitch, Ayana. What's that? What's her name?
Because the guy ain't got no job. I got more time to fix my life.
That's her name?
Yeah. Oprah, fix my life. Whatever the bitch fuck name Oprah.
Yeah, fuck Oprah. Fuck Oprah, bitch ass nigga.
Y'all seen her collapse? Fall, that video
when
she fell?
Yeah. Kobe hit her with the jam step.
Boy, Kobe tripped up. I don't care.
She was talking about balance and she just fell.
Yeah, bitch. Rich bitch. Like, how much she get?
Yeah, I fuck.
Wait. Somebody said broke niggas got bottom ass dick too. I'm broke, baby. I'm broke. I just asked Mary for a part time job. I swear to God.
Bottom line is women like toxic niggas.
They love toxic niggas. That's why I want to be Future Junior in 2020.
Women are keen to toxicity. Like,
I said this coronavirus got me thinking.
I seen on Twitter the other day. A girl said, like my pussy get wet, like for toxic shit. Like, I was like, this don't make no goddamn sense.
These bitches trash, bro.
Yeah.
Like what I'm saying is like, yeah.
Like, I'm still back. I'm all
30% of bitches are trash, and that's all age groups. 50% You might be right. I might have lowballed it. I always say, bitches don't grow up till they hit about 27. No offense to y'all. I'm just saying, when you hit 27 is when you really going to hit your stride.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you're going to hit your stride, and you're going to be like, you're a woman now, but you're going to be the best woman you could be around 27 to 30. Like, you're going to glow up. You're going to get your shit. That's when you're going to realize, I need to get my shit together.
I feel like I'm already there at 25.
Right.
I feel like 25.
You're not your best self yet. And you might be good to you, but you're not your best self yet, is what I'm saying. You're good. Maybe even great, but you're not your best self yet. You're not even a lawyer yet. No offense to you, but I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying?
It's a true finder,
like, you do you know what you want to do for, like, long term yet?
Trap girl.
Huh?
Be a trap queen.
Exactly. That's my fucking point. Like, but you get what I'm saying? Yeah, I know. But this, what I'm saying is, I feel like
I'm gonna be an entrepreneur. I'm gonna have my own business.
Right. But are you there yet? You getting there? So my thing is,
you're still not your best.
I can be your best queen.
Yeah, my point is like, you're not your best you yet.
Right. I have a
degree, but I can see you playing with your pussy on there. But no, seriously, I feel like 27 is when women really hit they fucking.
And I feel like guys, like, y'all don't hit it until 35. 40. Yeah, y'all hit it so much later.
You're
it
right.
It's so irritating.
Some people get it different. Like, Chad is 27 and he is great. Like, no homo. Because he can lose weight. But he can. But Chad is the only nigga I know at his age that really has his shit together the way he should. I did not have myself together at that age.
Jack, we be getting financial advice from this nigga.
Yeah, we call and ask him questions. And he the baby.
I'm humble.
I know. You titted too.
I'm baby?
Nah, you breasted. Anyway, like. but seriously.
You're fine.
If you order them
up here,
you can't.
But you don't want to let that hairline out. but seriously, men do hit that shit later. So like, just like I feel like this little reverse effect. So like, we hit our sexual peak earlier, y'all hit y'all's later. Y'all hit y'all stride earlier, we hit our stride later.
Yeah. More than a bitch, right?
Yeah, so like, that's what I'm saying. I done got to where, like, my dick halfway worked. Y'all look pussy wet right now. You hear me? Yeah. But no, but wait till y'all get 35. Y'all gonna be doing 35. Some. You gonna be disgusting. You gonna be disgusting.
I ain't no ass.
Yeah, you yeah. I can see you putting a dread in there now. Shake them dread. Like, but no, seriously, like, y'all hit y'all sexual peak later than we do. We hit ours early. But y'all hit y'all, like, y'all become a woman before we become a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all, you even said, we had this conversation. Well, I heard you, I walked in on you having this conversation. You was like, when a man is 40, he's really 30. When he's 30, he's really 20. I'm not that young-minded, but what I'm saying, but I agree that we become a man way later than y'all become a woman. That's the point I'm trying to make.
And I think that's like why we feel like we gotta like fix and bring guys along, because it's like you be seeing y'all potential, be like, all right, you know, give him like 2 more years, and he's just gonna be
fuck up at trying to fall in love with potential. Right? That's why you get your heart broken.
You ever seen Acrimony?
I saw it.
Acrimony was the perfect example to prove my point.
Which one is Acrimony?
It's a Tyler Perry movie, but
the nigga tried to give her like, what, 5 or 10 mil?
He gave her 10 million after the fact.
And she still wasn't satisfied. Greedy
bitch. What happened was.
With Taraji.
Yeah. So the nigga had a dream.
Mind
you, it took decades for it to finally come true, but he had a dream. She got fed up.
Divorced him.
His dream came true. He was still amazing enough
to cut.
No, but he was still amazing enough to give this bitch.
Cut her a check.
But cut her a check and say, hey, look, I'm sorry for everything I pushed you through. Bought the house back and gave her the $10 million. Now she hurt and crazy.
Women, stop listening to your friends.
Please stop listening to
people in general, stop listening to your friends.
Your friends are trash. Your friends are trash. Your friends only want you to be like them.
If my friend's telling me something wrong, you're not my friend. Because I feel like my friends shouldn't get in my business. Like, you listen, you be there and you listen. But when it comes
so we
down
should
to
never
my,
tell you this
But
wrong.
When it comes down to my relationship, don't get in. Like, be there to support me. That's what a real friend should do. Like, you shouldn't talk me out of something that's possibly
girl,
good.
Girl, leave that nigga.
So you saying
I want you to tell my friends to leave that nigga.
Nah, they ain't none of y'all, because you don't know what's going behind the doors. Like, you know what your friends are.
I tell my
niggas
to leave that
bitch. Your friends ain't your friends.
One minute you tell me you hate him, and then the next minute you sucking his dick. And at this point, I'm out of it.
Exactly.
So don't come complain to me 1 minute, and the next minute you sucking this nigga dick. So...
I'm for that.
Aren't there to give it. They're not there to help
you
make
fine decisions. I wouldn't even have friends like that. Like, I'm surrounded by people that's gonna like support me.
So we should all just say, damn, that shit crazy. That's how we should just go about it. Yep. Not trying to be funny. I'm just really. That's how we should do it.
So they ain't been it, and I ain't in it.
So when any of my niggas have problems, just be like, damn, that shit crazy.
You should still
you
give
get
advice on it,
you
but
gonna
it
be like,
should
I'm not even gonna.
Because after a while, I'm like, stop fucking calling me. Like, hey, your stupid ass in the same situation. Like, or you should get the memo when I don't answer the phone. Is that what it is? Like, not trying to be funny. Is that where the memo, that's where it comes in
at? I
answer
the phone, I'm like, I'm going to call you right back. My mom will call me.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I got a homegirl now that's engaged and is in a bad situation and won't leave.
Wow. You ain't hear this nigga. What? She said... I'm gonna call you back. My mama calling me. He says I'm gonna say the same thing.
He did.
He's horrible.
In 2016, Chad came home. He said, "Man, I just did the most fucked up shit today." I said, "What happened, bro?" He said, "Man, I was on the phone with somebody, and they said," he said, "Man, I'm gonna call you back. My mama called. Chad mama died a year early." I looked at him. I said, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" Yeah, he said, the person said, "Well, what's wrong with you?" Like, no, they was like, "Really?"
That's how I cope.
People cope different ways.
They cope, but like when Chad told me, like he came home and told me that, like this is when we were living there, I said, "What's wrong with you?"
Everything.
He said, "Man," he said, "I won't think." And he's like, "You understand? Cause I don't like talking on the phone either. You're gonna think of the first excuse, and that's the first excuse to come to your head, no matter what." Like. But I ain't gonna never tell nobody my daddy called me. Like, he died 13 damn, years man, ago.
My refrigerator just opened the door.
Yeah.
The damn broom stand.
I don't even give nobody an excuse anymore. I just say, I gotta go.
Like, I know you in the middle of something.
Yeah. But look. Hey, real quick before we go, you go on vacation. You invite a girl on vacation. Who paying?
Am I paying for the vacation? I need my meal paid for at least one.
One meal paid for? Just one meal paid for. Even because
if you go on the vacation, you're probably going to get a package. So your drinks and all that stuff going to come mm-hmm. with it.
Nigga, all vacations ain't cruises, nigga.
No, yeah. You can book it like that, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I don't go on enough vacations.
Right.
You don't. I've been telling
if she
you.
Fucking, I'll pay for everything.
They pay for it. I'd be all in this
resort. Whatever she want to contribute, fine. But other than that,
My thing is, if you invite her, at this point, it is your responsibility to make sure that the vacation go as it should.
It's our responsibility.
Now, if it's a mutual decision, if we both sit there and, you know, we're thinking about a vacation, it's time for us to take a vacation, and we both decide to go somewhere, I'm not saying it has to be 50-50, but there should be some kind of
I feel like if she on a real female, one, she
on each person's behalf.
If she a real one, you're going to invite her and she's still going to come with her own. Like, she's still going to come with her own. Because
she's
going
to come prepared anyway.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just you can have it or not.
Y'all really just come prepared in case we leave y'all ugly ass.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Not speaking for myself, but some niggas these days got to plan the whole trip, like, financially ahead, like, with the woman.
I'm coming out the gate.
This is what we doing on this day. This is how much I'll be able to provide on this day. This is what you need to check. Like, at that point, you can't afford to go on a vacation. Like, right. If you're being real.
I feel like it depends on, like, who's strong or what. Like, if I got a nigga and he hit me up, like, oh, I want to go here. I'm going to be like, all right, so you want to finance and me plan? Or, you know, I'm going to plan, you going to finance? Or you want to, you know, how we about to split this up?
You just said the same shit twice. You ain't slick.
Hey, look.
The rent's still paying for
it. Look, just to be real, if you fuck me, that trip free for you. Y'all have a good night, all right?